Hey everyone, you're listening to The Supper here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're running a little late tonight, so we're gonna drop a sick beat and then get back to you. How does that sound? Great, you can't respond to me, so that's great. So here you go. Yeah. Oh, this is explosive. 1 second. Give me a second.
Ultra light beam, we on a ultra light beam. This is a God dream, this is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity, deliver us peace, deliver us love, and we know we need it. You know we need it. You know we need it.
Then why we need you now? Oh,
pray for Paris. Pray for the parents. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. Everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith, but I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe, and in my holy war
oppression, not blessings. Why, oh, why'd you do me wrong? Whoa. You persecute the weak because it makes you feel so strong. Yeah. Don't have much strength to fight, so I look to the light. Whoa. To make these wrongs turn right. Head up high, I look to the light. Hey, cause I know that you'll make everything alright. And I know that you'll take good care of your child. Oh, no longer I'm afraid of the night, cause I look to the light.
If they come for you, I will shield your name. I will feel their questions, I will feel your pain. No one can judge. They don't know.
Foot on the devil's neck till it drifted Pangea. I'm moving all my family from Chatham to Zambia. Treat the demons just like Pam. I mean, I fuck with your friends, but damn, Gina, I've been this way since Arthur was anteater. Now they wanna hit me with the woo after bam. Trying to snap photos of family. My daughter look just like Sia, you can't see her. You can feel the lyrics, the spirit coming in braille. Tumming of the underground, come and follow the trail. I made Sunday candy, I'm never going to hell. I met Kanye West, I'm never going to fail. He said let's do a good ass job with Chance 3. I hear you gotta sell it to snatch the Grammy. Let's make it so free and the bar so hard that it ain't one gosh darn part you can't tweet. This is my part, nobody else speak.
This is my part, nobody else speak. This little light of mine, glory be to God, yeah.
I'ma make sure that they go where they can't go. If they don't wanna ride, I'ma still give them raincoats. Know what God said when he made the first rainbow? Just notice at the end of fucking late for the intro. I'm just having fun with it. You know that a nigga was lost. I laugh in my head cause I bet that my ex looking back like a pillar of salt. Cause they flipped the script on your ass like Wesley and Spike. You cannot mess with the light. Look at the channel from 79.
We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything.
Hallelujah.
Everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith.
Yes, Jesus. looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe. And in my holy war.
Father, this prayer's for everyone that feels they're not good enough. This prayer's for everybody that feels that they're too messed up. For everyone that feels they said I'm sorry too many times. You can never go too far when you can't come back home again. That's why I need
there's never fuss or a fight, and only you can take me there. No, I don't want you for the night, cause I don't want this life to change. Yet never lift my love, my gravity. Connected to this, so be part of me. Lead me astray, got you in my system. Yeah, I've been waiting. Show me to your kingdom. We can find a place. Hold me till the dawn, a million miles away. Yeah, I'm already gone.
Just let me lay down in your sunlight. I love the way it makes me come alive. I wanna stay out in your paradise. Don't wanna be found.
Looking for, still be yours when we're on the shore. Stars so bright, living your eyes, guiding me so sublime. You're just what I was looking for, still be yours when we're on the shore. Lead me astray, got you in my system. Yeah, I've been waiting. Show me to your kingdom. We can find a place. Hold me till the dawn. A million miles away. Yeah, I'm already gone.
Just let me lay out in your sunlight. I love the way it makes me come alive. I wanna stay lost in your paradise. Don't wanna be found. You've got me floating now. I'll be shaped right dead on your tide. With every wave, my fear lives on the tide. Just fly away, lost in your paradise. Don't wanna be found. You've got me floating now.
Thank you. to just grab somebody. No leaving this party with nobody.
How we flow, everybody get this down for us. Once was a kid with the other little kids. Now I'm ripping up shows and the fans going wild with us. Tell mommy I'm sorry, this life is a party. I'm never growing up. Once was a kid, all I had was a dream. More money, more problems. When I get it, I'ma pile it up. Now I'm dope, want the bread, we can toast. So fresh, how we flow, everybody get this down for us. Once was a kid with the other little kids. Now I'm ripping up shows and the fans going wild with us. Tell mommy I'm sorry. Life is a party, I'm never growing up.
She can say in her voice, in her way, that she like me. With her eyes, with her smile, with her belt, with her hands, with her money.
I am the thesis of her prayers. Her nieces and her nephews are just pieces of the layers. Only one she loves as much as me is Jesus Christ and Taylor. I got a future song singing for my grandma. You sing it too, but your grandma ain't my grandma. Mine's handmade, pan fried, sun dried, south side. And beat the devil by a landslide. Praying with her hands tied. President of my fan club, Santa. Something told me I should bring my
money. Slowly, taking in my body like it's home.
Your peppermint is the truth. I'm pessimistic on Monday. If I had tweaked and missed you, you look so good with the hat on. Had to match with the shoes. Came in dressed in the satin. I came and sat in your pew. I come to Christmas for dinner. 50 rolls on my plate. Hella holes in my stocking, holding your pockets in place. I like my love with the budget. I like my hugs with a scent. You smell like light gas while the electricity rent. You sound like why the gospel choir got so tired. Singing his praise on a daily basis, so I gotta try it. You my dream catcher. Dream team, team captain. Matter of fact, I ain't seen you in a minute. Let me take my butt to church.
You better come on in
this house.
It's gonna holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you. You're my Sunday king.
You gotta move slowly.
Hey, what's up?
Welcome to the supper.
This is supper. We're about... It's a late supper.
It's a late supper tonight.
I just ate my supper, so...
You love to hear it.
It all is all fitting really well together right now.
Tonight at supper, I chugged 3 cups of hot chocolate. Because I found out that the Carm hot chocolate is really good.
It's good?
It's really good.
Oh, wow. I should try some. I haven't had Carm in God knows how long.
Huh. Wow, an elitist you are.
No, I really need to go back. I love that place. I'm just missing out.
Yeah, honestly, you are. There's some good chicken tonight.
There was? Was it General's House?
No, it was the, like, pesto chicken.
Okay, I actually do
it's
like
really
that.
Good. What else did I have? Add butter parmesan noodles.
Yeah. How about, was there seasoned wedges?
There was not. If I remember correctly, there were onion rings.
Oh, I actually can get down with onion rings.
Yeah, so it was pretty exciting. There was a brie plate tonight.
No.
There was.
I missed out on the brie plate.
You missed the brie plate. Oh. I literally had like half of my plate was brie.
Oh, damn.
Darn.
Oh, that's too bad because I love brie. You are right. I am elitist and quite pretentious, but I do love brie.
Brie.
Yeah. It said pretty in French. So okay. It was a hard transition.
Elitist again.
It was a hard transition. Have we done a...
We have not done a PSA.
So we're going to do a real quick PSA, just because, speaking of supper, want some diabetes with those deep fried butter balls? No problem. Type 2 diabetes comes naturally with a high fat and sugar, low exercise lifestyle. So just sit back, relax, watch the Food Network, and snack away. Worried about the complications of diabetes, like obesity, heart stroke, heart disease, or stroke, impotence, limp amputation, and blindness?
Wow.
No problem. Paul Dean, not Paula. It's Paul Dean and pharmaceutical giant Novo Nordisk have teamed up to bring you an expensive new medicine that doesn't actually prevent these health problems, but can keep you alive a little bit longer. If, on the other hand, in your later years, you'd rather ride a bicycle instead of being confined to a wheelchair, if you'd prefer to spend your money on anything other than medical bills and prescription drug copays, if right now you want to be more attractive and healthy, then exercising regularly and eating a diet rich in vegetables and real fruits while lowering your intake of meats or eliminating it is a very effective and inexpensive way to achieve those goals. This has been a public service message from your tomato, bean, onion, and mushroom-loving friends at WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio.
Stay educated, freeformers.
P.S. If you're already diabetic, going vegetarian can really help you get better rather than worse. That was randomly chosen PSA. Kind of aggressive.
Really aggressive. Also, really applicable. So
especially applicable.
Applicable.
Applicable. It's true. It's a good point.
It really hits home.
Paul Dean, huge celebrity now.
Huge celebrity. Yeah, so I had a good supper tonight.
You did? What'd you have? Oh, you did. You were saying.
I had the chicken. I had brie with the butterfly crackers. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Those are fun.
I like the...
It's like smiley fries.
I feel young again when I use butterfly crackers.
Seltzer water or still?
I had still water.
Really?
Chilled water.
Chilled, okay.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's why I always miss out on Hodgdon. You know, when I go to Hodge, I wish there was some sparkling water options.
I get the grapefruit Izzy at Hodge, so.
Oh, where do you find that?
In the soda.
I don't really venture over there.
Well, you should.
I'll look into it.
Think about it.
I will. That's a good plan.
Since today is Halloween, let's get a little spooky. No, we're not playing Ghostbusters.
It's too bad.
We're playing my favorite Halloween song from one of my favorite shows, 30 Rock, titled Werewolf Bar Mitzvah.
Oh, play it.
A classic hit.
Werewolf Bar Mitzvah.
Oh man, Trey, look up at the sky. It's a full moon on the Sabbath.
This is scary.
Break it down.
I was working late on my half Torah when I heard a knock on my bedroom door. I opened it up, and to my surprise, there was a werewolf standing there with glowing gold eyes. He says, "Tomorrow, my son, you will be a man. But tonight's the time to join the wolfing clan. Tomorrow, you will stand at the beamer and pray. But tonight, let's gaze at the moon and bathe. Werewolf for mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men becoming wolves. Werewolf for mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men becoming wolves.
All right, that was great, Trey. Okay, it's over. That's a wrap.
Oh. The next day, what happened? The Toma didn't teach.
Oh, there's more.
I got up in front of everyone to give my little speech. Then my teeth turned into fangs and my nails into claws. And I nearly dropped the Torah when my hands turned into paws. I growled and I roared and my rabbi did as well. It was a rocking werewolf zoo at Temple Beth Emanuel.
Hey man, where'd you learn all these Jewish words?
My manager, Harvey Lemmings. Werewolf bar mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men becoming wolves.
I just don't think the idea of the song can sustain itself for that long. It seems a little sweaty now, so.
This whole premise is sweaty. We had a reception at the Larchmont Country Club. They served a real nice brisket and an 8-foot party sub. I danced with my cousins. I got money from my folks. We had a lot of fun making circumcision jokes. Then I remembered the premise of my song. I was at a nice reception, but the werewolf part was gone. So we pulled ourselves together and we're wolfmen again. Just in time for monster fight to begin.
No.
The country club employees were a brain-sucking pack who had all turned into zombies and were on the attack.
No,
so we fought them and some Draculas and Frankensteins too. Cause you gotta love Bar Mitzvah even if you're not an art.
There's no such thing as Frankensteins.
Steins.
There's no plural of Frankenstein.
Men becoming wolves. Werewolf Bar Mitzvah. Kooky, hairy. Boys becoming men. Men becoming wolves. I don't want this. I don't like this. This is scary. Turning into werewolves and stuff. I got excited when I saw a poodle on the streets the other day.
Hey guys.
Hey, I love that show.
Oh, we could either listen to let's listen to Ghostbusters.
It inspired me just because I was walking over here, jogging over
does
here.
Does Walk the Moon sing Ghostbusters?
No. It was like performed in the 1980s. Do Walk the Moon one. That could be fun.
That could be silly.
That could be silly.
Let's hear it, and then we'll decide if we want it still.
Okay, so this is a little up in the air. It's a little mix-up.
I want the original.
I do, too. This is I already don't like the start of this.
I think it's the same.
No, but, like, it's not the same background music. Like, this is... Walk the Moon's trying too hard right now.
I hate this.
I do, too, but that's the same.
I think this is the real one.
Or we can play Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Well, yeah.
We should play that
we
next.
We could. I think this is it. Okay, we're gonna stick with this.
Don't get caught alone, oh no. Ghostbusters! just want some more. I think you better call
Ghostbusters.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Think you better call
Ghostbusters.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
I can't hear.
Hey kids, guess what? We're back.
We're back.
We also didn't introduce ourselves. I am Real Deal, and this is.
I'm Cam Powers.
Cam Powers. Yeah, you should.
That's not my real name, though. So.
It isn't. So it is a screen name. You could say that. You could argue that.
I could argue that.
So
what could we discuss? We could have. It was Halloween weekend.
Let's talk about the meals we had on Halloween weekend.
Yes. I was yelled at by my father because I spent too much money this weekend, so I can get into good detail with this.
If it makes you feel better, our good friend John Berger, he's been featured on the show.
Yes.
He spent over $400 in kombucha this semester.
Can we enlighten our listener what kombucha is?
It's the fermented tea thing that you can... It's like the...
So it's tea that's been fermented.
It's not fermented. There's like bacteria or I don't know. But each kombucha is like $3.
Okay.
And it's like a drink that people get. It comes in glass bottles.
What is the point of it? Is it taste good?
It's supposed to help your immune system and it tastes kind of good. But it's like, it's kind of you either don't like it or you do like it.
Okay. Kind of like tapioca.
Yeah, I love tapioca.
Oh, I hate tapioca. I hate it.
Sometimes I get tapioca at Hodge and like Gigi yells at me.
There's tapioca at Hodge.
Yeah, it's just very small.
And you eat it?
Yeah.
Just straight?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
No, it's like tapioca pudding.
Oh, yeah, but still, it's still gross.
It's
like
not...
those tapioca things at the bottom of bubble tea.
Oh, I don't like bubble tea.
I don't like bubble tea.
But I like tapioca pudding.
Yeah. Speaking of, it's a good lead into my meal last night, which was Chinese food. Tried this new Thai restaurant, never delivered my food. I got a full refund, but like I waited an hour
before. Oh, let's talk about our late night supper on Thursday night.
That's a good time. That's a good subject.
I don't know what happened.
It was a late night. We were studying very late that night. And so we were
Thursday night. We were very, very tired, very hungry
because it was just, we were putting so much work into our work.
Yeah.
So we were like, oh, let's get this food. And unfortunately, we fell asleep before it was delivered.
We did.
And it was a nice supper. It was like a Thanksgiving meal supper by Helen's.
Super
fancy.
It was
going to be really good. Like a chicken was involved and some cheese dish with
Buffalo sauce.
I didn't even know there was buffalo sauce involved.
I believe we ordered a Blue Zone.
Oh, we did. I thought, that sounds about right.
Did we not order a Blue Zone?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Because fun fact, we never got it. Never was delivered, except Isaac, or my roommate, Isaac Rosen, was awake, picked it up, and ate it all.
And yep.
This is a good time to mention that the Blue Zone was probably like $12 to $15.
Was it a medium?
It was a medium.
It was going to be $15.
$15. Isaac, who ate all of my pizza.
Doesn't pay you for anything.
Venmoed me $6.
Isaac!
Six. I forgot to yell at him about today.
You gotta do it.
I gotta bring it up.
You gotta bring it up.
Hey, that was a $15 pizza. You ate all of it. Can I have some more money, please?
All I remember is I was sitting down on the floor. It was like 1:30, back from a late night of studying.
Yes.
And I remember waking up at 4:45 in the morning on the floor. And I was like, Cam, what happened? And then he goes... I don't know, you're sleeping on the futon. And I was like, what? Oh, okay. And I was like, I need a blanket, please.
And I put my softest blanket around her and gave her a nice Tempur-Pedic pillow. So, and that also, that futon's very comfortable. Did I put it down for you?
No, you didn't.
That was an issue. See, that futon.
Like, I couldn't roll. And literally every 5 minutes I'd wake up and like one of my arms would be asleep and I was like And then there came to a point where
She just dabbed. I just want everyone to know she dabbed.
And one time I physically had to pick up one of my arms and then bring it to a place. Yeah, I had to change positions. It was interesting. Fair. And then I woke up at, I think, 9:30. I folded Cam's blanket poorly. I left wearing the same clothes I was wearing from last night. A classic, you know, a classy look, you know. But
we went as schoolgirls to Tisch that night.
Yeah, right? Well, because I was trying to get into theme with the studying. So I wore my school uniform.
As did I. The same uniform. We did not go to the same school.
No. We did not. And
were you in all-girls school?
I was in all-girls school. All-girls Catholic school.
I went to a public school in Ohio.
Public co-ed school, yes.
Co-ed. Co-ed. That was co-ed.
So I walked home in my my kilt and my button-down shirt. The unbuttoned. And, yep.
Fun.
It was a good time, and it was great.
I bet when people saw you, they saw student.
They were like, "Wow, hard-working
student.
She studied hard." So it was a good morning.
What'd you have for breakfast that morning? I know it's not a usual topic that we had discussed on the show, but I like breakfast foods.
I didn't make it to breakfast.
Yeah,
I think the first time I went back to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I woke up at like 1.
Oh.
It was a late morning for me.
Late morning.
But
it's good to get your day started at 1. Actually, I think I woke up at 12 that day. No, I didn't. I had work.
Or I couldn't. So I came home at like 9:45.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like chilling till 10:30. And then I was like, I got a nap. So then I took it like a 2-hour nap.
Yeah.
And then I chilled a little. And then I went to Carm. And I can't remember what I ate. It was probably some chicken thing. I don't know. Whatever they serve at Carm. What?
Play the next song.
Yeah, we're going to play the next song.
Whoa.
This is the Monster Mash. Ha ha. Wait, did we just play this? Okay.
My eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guest included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
you'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash.
Easy, God, you impetuous young boy.
Mash good.
Monster mash.
far is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of...
Hey.
Hey.
You can kind of hear it.
So we're keeping in the background, kind of like a mood setting kind of thing.
Yeah.
I was listening to NPR one day, and they were like, this is like a big deal, this person talking, but I actually have no other facts than that, so...
What?
I was saying that this person talking right now is supposed to be like some huge celebrity in horror movies, and like this is like groundbreaking work, but I actually didn't really pay attention when the person was talking on NPR that much, so I don't really know.
Swaggy.
Cool.
Yeah, so... The supper.
I just like. What's your dream supper? Didn't you say that like on Halloween your like family would have supper?
Oh yeah, we would have. My mom made chili once, and I liked it so much that I was like, every Halloween I was like, Mom, you make chili.
Wait, did I ever ask with or without cornbread?
With cornbread, of course.
Homemade Come or not on. Homemade?
Like, from the blue box.
Oh, that's... she's been in work. Good for her.
Yeah.
So what kind of... Was it white bean?
Pinto.
Pinto?
I think. I don't know.
A pinto chili?
I can't remember. I think that's it's like half... It's half black bean, half pinto.
Okay, maybe it's that.
Or maybe... I don't know if it's... No, they're kidney beans.
Oh, it is. I think it's standard. I think that's standard.
Yeah, it's half black bean, half kidney bean.
Yeah. And those are like those red ones.
Yeah. The ones that look like...
Kidneys. Well, I've never actually seen a kidney, so...
Well, I'm pre-med, so...
Well, I'm not.
Okay. Great talk.
Yeah. So...
So what's your favorite supper?
My
So,
Halloween?
If you're going home,
mm-hmm.
what supper do you want your
for
mother
For Halloween
to make?
Or just for in
for,
general?
For life, but you could do a Halloween, a special...
So, I'm going to make it special. It's Halloween.
Right.
Corn on the cob. I love corn on the cob. And my mom also... So my mom was really good at desserts.
Sorry, you picked corn on the cob for your supper? That's messy.
It's messy?
Yeah, corn on the cob.
Did you ever have braces?
No.
Oh. Okay, what... My mom's,
I never went to the orthodontist.
Oh. My mom's an orthodontist. So since obviously we had braces as a kid because we had orthodontist, my
did
mom...
Did you have the circle thing around your face?
No, my sister did though. You had to cut off the corn from the corn on the cob.
Yeah, that's how I like my corn on the cob because I like the I like the flavor. Like I like
you
how
cut, you purposefully cut the corn off the cob.
Sometimes
I am so done with that
because it gets in your teeth.
So that's the fun part of it.
That's not fun.
Yes, it is.
That bothers me so much.
That and like what else do I want? I want that and like brisket.
Oh, I love brisket.
My mom knows.
Oh my god! My mom knows. 16 listeners right now. I love brisket. We did brisket and carb the other day.
I missed out. My mom knows her way around the crock pot. She is the master. Wait, listen to this.
I'm listening.
Speaking of crock pots, my mom's like good friend can make a molten lava cake in a crock pot.
What?
And it is crazy.
That's unreal.
It's to die for, too.
We should have a crock pot episode of The Supper.
Next week, our theme will be crock pots.
Crock pot.
Isaac Rosen wanted to get a crock pot.
Honestly, it'd be kind of fun.
I'm really down for the episode
I would get a crock pot.
Okay. That's what...
Well, how much? Also, I'm broke.
It's eight. We found one for $8 at Goodwill.
But do you trust it?
Can you make good brisket in it?
But can you make brisket in it?
would they add like, you know, caramelized onions
to what?
Carrots to the brisket.
My parents never could make brisket. They never liked to make it, so we would buy it from like Costco or something.
Okay.
It's still good.
Yeah, I imagine. It's just like that homemade stuff.
Yeah,
just,
I know.
You leave for school and your mom's making brisket and she's like, yeah, it's going to sit for the next 12 hours. And I was like,
I have something
to look forward to for the rest of the day.
No, my mom was really good at making meatloaf. And you're like, ooh, meatloaf, it's not that good.
No.
B-I-T-C-H. It's good.
It is good.
And she puts bacon on top.
Wait, we need to trade recipes right now. What is her recipe? What's her recipe?
There's a slice of bread in there. There's onions in there. There's ketchup, more ketchup, an egg, And then there's, it's, I can't remember the whole thing. There's definitely spices.
Okay.
And then there's bacon on top, and then you eat it, like, with ketchup. It's so good.
So, it's interesting you do it with ketchup, because we have a very, our moms have very similar
okay.
meatloaf. My mom is just, like, ground beef, tons of spices, barbecue sauce.
Barbecue.
Interesting. Egg, a ton of onion, bacon, like, puts
yeah,
like
you seem like a barbecue something. Family. I'm a ketchup family.
Oh, I'm a barbecue family.
Yeah.
My dad loves barbecue sauce.
I definitely like to eat barbecue sauce, but like there's nothing better than a good ketchup.
Really? So I'm going to beg to differ. Because I'm the kind of person who when I go to like a fast
You should
food
like go to Australia. When I went on exchange to Australia, they only ate anything with barbecue sauce. Like, they never had ketchup.
See, I ordered, like, when I would go to, like, McDonald's.
You would get barbecue sauce?
Yeah, I'd eat with barbecue sauce. And it comes in a container. See? Saban agrees.
You get barbecue sauce? It's ketchup.
Barbecue sauce or ketchup?
No, barbecue sauce is good for chicken nuggets and fries.
Yep.
But no, ranch.
No.
Ranch
for chicken nuggets and fries.
Honey mustard.
Mm-mm.
Honey mustard.
I'm not a huge honey mustard fan.
Have you tried McDonald's barbecue sauce? Not like normal gross barbecue sauce.
I like the Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce.
I don't know what that is.
You can get it
at your actually, no. That's what my mom uses for meatloaf with.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's so good. It's very good. By the way, this is Supper, and you are listening to 91.5
WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform
and
Radio.
And educational. Remember, Paul Dean.
You're listening to Real Deal, subbing in for Dana. Does she have a name?
Dana.
DJ Dana.
Oh, DJ Dana. DJ
and
Dana.
And Cam Powers.
Yep.
Which isn't his real name, so it could be.
It's my DJ name.
It's his DJ name.
What?
It's a mystery.
Yeah,
it's a mystery.
Who
you'll,
am I?
You'll never know. And so, as we're closing on the show, I'd like to give a quick shout out to our 16 listeners.
We really stepped it up from like 6 to 16.
Yeah, we started out with 6 listeners. So, and
we
were discussing brisket,
I refreshed it,
and we got up to 16.
Brisket
so.
Really brings them all to the yard.
Yeah. They all come to brisket.
They all come to brisket.
Who wouldn't?
I love brisket. All right.
Well.
Just talking about that. Brisket's fantastic.
Brisket is so good.
It's so good. And you're like.
It needs more love.
And like when you go to like a summer party, like a barbecue party, and there's brisket, and you're like,
that's a good
whoa.
Point. That's a good point.
It's
except
a game
I don't know.
Changer.
Yeah.
Brisket.
What's your opinion on brisket, Saban?
What is brisket?
Okay, his question was what like, even is? It's like.
It's a feeling.
It's like, a bad cut of meat.
It's like, yeah, it's like a bad cut of meat, and then slow you cook roast. It slow roast.
If it's the bad cut of meat, I don't want it.
No, see, but you cook it for like hours, so it gets really
tender.
And it's like shredded.
But if you took a good cut of meat and did that to it.
So then it would just fall apart.
Yeah.
It's also a waste of a good cut of meat.
Right.
So it's just really not good food then.
No.
All right,
it's actually
Mr.
Delicious.
Filet Mignon yeah. Saban. I am a filet mignon kind of girl.
I'm not. I'm more of a strip steak kind of fan.
Oh, I like a good T-bone.
Well, T-bone's both of them.